I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. President Obama has accepted the resignation of America's commanding general in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal.
I did so with considerable regret, but also with certainty that it is the right thing for our mission in Afghanistan, for our military, and for our country.
President Obama speaking in the Rose Garden of the White House this afternoon. McChrystal's departure follows the publication in Rolling Stone magazine of disrespectful remarks from General McChrystal and his staff about members of the administration.
I don't make this decision based on any difference in policy with General McChrystal, as we are in full agreement about our strategy. Nor do I make this decision out of any sense of personal insult. Stan McChrystal has always shown great courtesy and carried out my orders faithfully. I've got great admiration for him and for his long record of service in uniform.
But the president went on.
War is bigger than any one man or woman, whether a private, a general, or a president. And as difficult as it is to lose General McChrystal, I believe that it is the right decision for our national security. The conduct represented in the recently published article does not meet the standard that should be set by a commanding general. It undermines the civilian control of the military that is at the core of our democratic system. And it erodes the trust that's necessary for our team to work together to achieve our objectives in Afghanistan.
General McChrystal had been summoned back to Washington and met one-on-one with President Obama this morning. He will be replaced by David Petraeus, the head of Central Command and McChrystal's boss. The scandal comes as the war in Afghanistan hangs in the balance. Scott Wilson is White House reporter for The Washington Post. Scott, what happened today?
Well, General McChrystal arrived very early this morning from Afghanistan. Met first with Secretary Gates, the defense secretary, for about half an hour, and then went to the White House for a very short 22-minute meeting with President Obama, and at that point left the White House compound. At that point, it became pretty clear that that he had been relieved of his command because there was a monthly Situation Room meeting to review Afghanistan policy and progress that he would not be attending. That was the first indication that that he was dismissed. I think the big surprise was that David Petraeus was named as his replacement. In some ways, it's a demotion technically for General Petraeus, and that he was overseeing Afghanistan as part of the broader Central Command. But then again, in practical terms, this will be the second war he's called upon to essentially turn around, and will look very good on a resume of an already extremely successful general.
On the question of General Stanley McChrystal, what was it, do you think, that really ticked off the administration in the end?
Well, a couple things. I mean, it exposed, first of all, the management of a war that had really gone awry. There's one thing that this president really does not like, and it is that kind of personality-driven dissension that this episode really exposed. General McChrystal not getting along at all with General Eikenberry, the ambassador in Kabul, with Richard Holbrooke. These are big personalities fighting really in very petty ways at times. And some of the language used in the article was extremely petty. So it really undermined, I think, the General McChrystal's credibility in the president's eyes. He didn't think it was possible for General McChrystal to really command the respect of not only other civilian leadership, but even with the ranks of his own troops after some of the comments that were published and what that sort of revealed about his attitude.
Even so, the timing couldn't be worse, with the war in Afghanistan at a very delicate point and allied forces poised to move against the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. What do you think this means for the war in Afghanistan?
Well, before General Petraeus's choice, I mean, I think that's why it was really an open question about whether or not President Obama would dismiss General McChrystal. As you said, the learning curve would have been extremely high even for General McChrystal's deputy, who's a much different kind of officer. This is General Rodriguez. But in putting Petraeus into that role, the learning curve is much less steep. Not only has he been ostensibly overseeing a lot of the Afghanistan operation, he literally wrote the manual on counterinsurgency, has signed off on not only the strategy that was adopted last fall, but sort of every element of it since then. And so, you know, it was not clear that David Petraeus was a choice at all heading into today. And now emerging from the day, it looks like there really is a lot less disruption that will probably take place as a result of his appointment.
Scott Wilson, White House correspondent for The Washington Post, thank you very much.
Thank you.